Dublin, Ireland, May 1803. Chapter 1. Though four stories of solid brick, Dr. Stokes's townhouse gave the impression of lightness. Wide steps led to the front door. Pillars either side of the door supported a soaring glass arch above. Tall windows reflected scudding cloud. The window rails were of wrought iron, scalloped to look like lace. Standing on the street and tilting back her head, Ellen's eyes flowed upwards into the sky. Inside, the rooms were ordered, the furniture polished and shining. Each room had been decorated with a predominant colour. The hallway red, the drawing room light blue, the dining room green. The large windows and many mirrors threw dazzling light around the upper floors. The ground level was darker and damp, but she would have no reason to go there. Unlike at her boarding school, where the few servants scurried non-stop from basement to first floor to second floor, and where the pupils did much of the household chores, dusting, sweeping, making beds. In Dr. Stokes' house, a different servant appeared for every required task, moving as if oiled, their eyes lowered. A stout manservant opened the front door. A young footman shouldered away her trunk. A thin, pock-faced girl took her bonnet and travelling coat. Mrs. Stokes, Louise, showed her to the room where she was to sleep. The single window faced west and would let in the evening sun. Leaf-green striped wallpaper, a small bed of dark wood, white counterpane and pillows. A rug beside the bed in dark blue and gold. Louise tapped on it with her foot, showing her leather slipper.
"Persian," she said.
"Very pretty, ma'am," Ellen said, blinking at its dazzling pattern.
"Come, have tea."
In the drawing room, Dr. Stokes stood by the mantelpiece. The manservant was setting out a silver teapot and china cups.